Honestly, it was incredible. Absolutely incredible.
We heard from her that you're a gentleman. You walked up to the door. You had flowers when you picked her up in the truck. All that stuff went very well. That all impressed her a lot, just so you know.
Perfect.
And she said you guys had a dance in the parking lot after the show.
Yeah. On our way home, back to where I was dropping her off, I found an empty parking lot, like kind of really little lights. I pulled over, I rolled down the windows, opened the doors, cranked the music, and we kind of danced in my headlights of my truck there.
So you told me about this plan earlier, and I'm like, that's great, but she might think you're a serial killer. Was there that look in her eyes, like, what's happening? Or was she, like, how did that play out?
She was more blown away, like, speechless of really what to say. She was like, no one's ever done that or something like that. And then she went along with it and just... It was a great moment for the both of us.
And so the conversation was great. You guys had fun at the concert. You had fun at the pint.
Britt, the other girl from 12 Dates in 12 Months, just so happened to be right in the pit.
Like literally in front of us during Morgan Wallen.
Yeah.
I know. And then behind you later on.
I didn't even see that one behind me.
Oh,
well, I was
again,
there for a hot second, so yeah. I can say it was. It went down.
But again, your eyes are on the right place, and that place was Amanda, right?
Yeah.
That and Luke.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
So, just judging by the vibe of how you both answered the phone and how you're both still so happy, fair to say that date number one, that was a massive success, right?
Understatement.
Okay.
Oh.
So now the question is, and I think we already know the answer to this as well, if she is down, are you down for date number two and beyond?
Well, actually, we actually have a surprise to tell. We want to tell it together. We actually have date two already planned.
Oh, she's sneaky. She didn't tell us that. Okay, so what's the date?
We are going to be going seeing Dallas Smith actually this coming Saturday.
Holy smokes.
Two concerts back to back.
What are you going to do when there's no concerts? How are you going to make her like you?
I'll put on my own concert for her. I'll try that.
Hello.
All right.
Doc, you need to ask the final question, though, about the kissing and the get down.
Yes. Well, that's the question right there. Smooch-wise and spending the night together-wise, how was that? What happened there?
There were a couple kisses, yes. Actually, we found out that some of our friends and just random people who actually were snapping photos of us the entire night.
Yep. Yeah, we saw them. Was there any breakfast involved?
Actually, yeah, I went back and picked her up, and we actually hit Denny's right after for breakfast right early in the morning.
Oh. So you did not spend the night at her place, though?
No.
Okay, so is this a success? Like, it has to be, right? What about this could not be a success? It is. It's 100%.
I would agree.
I would absolutely agree, too, and I really hope she agrees.